Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today, as part of 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. The U.S. Board on Geographic Names touched off a 20-year identity crisis in 1891, when it required Pittsburgh to drop its H. The English-speaking name for this place between the rivers, regardless of spelling, has always been an homage to the chief strategist of the French and Indian War, British Secretary of State William Pitt the Elder.
Pitt was responsible for the military strategy that was successful, and Forbes, in acknowledgement of that, named this place for William Pitt.
That's Louise Sturgis, Executive Director of Pittsburgh History and Landmarks Foundation.
General John Forbes. He was a British soldier, and he was from Dunfermline, Scotland. And he would have had a Scottish accent. I can't say it properly, but he would have said Pittsburgh or something like that, like Edinburgh.
General Forbes' accent is lost to time, but in a letter to Pitt the Elder dated November 27, 1758, Forbes' secretary, the general was too ill to pen the note himself, gives his location as Pittsburgh, spelled P-I-T-T-S-B-O-U-R-G-H. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, Burg, B-U-R-G-H, and Burg, B-O-U-R-G-H, are variations on borough, B-O-R-O-U-G-H. But the O didn't stick. That the H remained is fairly impressive, says Scott Kiesling, Associate Professor of Linguistics at the University of Pittsburgh.
In the history of English, there are places where we used H for particular sounds that aren't there anymore, so it's kind of odd to have them.
Pittsburgh, or Pittsburgh, or something in between. P-I-T-T-S-B-U-R-G-H was the predominant orthography throughout the 19th century, with one regrettable exception. When we filed for incorporation as a city in 1816, the printer left off the H. But hey, listen, spelling wasn't such a hard and fast thing in those days. That is, until the U.S. Board on Geographic Names came along in 1890.
We're doing a lot of exploration, and reports and maps are coming out with different names for the same features.
Lou Yost is the Executive Secretary for the U.S. Board on Geographic Names. It was created to standardize spellings nationwide in order to cut down on confusion.
And then in 1891, what the records show was the request of the Postal Service eliminated all places that ended in Burg. They dropped the H.
And why?
The reasoning that I've seen in the records is to save space.
More than a century's worth of use and we lose our identity to spatial budgeting? At the time of the ruling, P.H. Bristow was the chief clerk of the Department of Post for the Post Office Department. Byzantine bureaucracy, anyone? He wrote to the board, "It will probably be wise for the Board on Geographic Names to take every precaution against losing its scalp when the next bulletin announces that the H has been dropped from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania."
Names get pretty emotional, and if you're on the side that the board rules against, you're usually not too happy.
Many of Pittsburgh's major institutions stubbornly held out. The Chamber of Commerce of the City of Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Steel Company, the Pittsburgh Stock Exchange, four newspapers, as well as all legal and municipal documents.
Names are important to people because it's about their identities and it connects people with sort of their past and sense of being able to say who you are rather than somebody else telling you that.
The city's quiet resistance might have persisted indefinitely if it weren't for U.S. Senator and Allegheny County native George T. Oliver. He got the issue between his teeth in 1911 and called on the city's postmaster, William H. Davis, to establish the H's place in history and common usage. With a middle name beginning with H, perhaps Davis had a personal soft spot for the consonant. In a flurry of letters, Oliver pressed the board to reconsider its 1891 decision.
What's important to the board is local use or acceptance of the name.
Yielding to historical documentation and Oliver's personal appearance, the board reinstated Pittsburgh's H on July 19, 1911. Despite the victory, our consonant remains embattled. A 1994 map from Gambelli U.S. Incorporated, for instance, omits the final letter.
It sort of makes sense that we would start getting rid of it because it's kind of less and less useful in English. So pity the poor H.
Tuck it into your heart and promise to love and cherish the spelling of your city until bureaucracy do us part. For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh with its H, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh is supported by UPMC. Ask your Pittsburgh history question and find more stories online at wesa.fm/inventingpittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.